we have in our parasha, beginning of the parasha, Meridika, Inyan, Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan. We learned the parashas before, the end of Shmois. And they came, they did everything. And they were Tzabrachim, and seen the Shechina, Aridol Tachlis of the Mishkan, Sashua Sashchina. Ein Zman Achshav Laharich, the ganze Hachonis that they made over here. Aber then, steht, Vayomo Moshe Aaron el Ol Moed, Vayetzu Vayborchu Es Ha'om, Vayero Kvoid Hashem El Kol Ha'om. Vateitze Eish Milifnei Hashem, Vatoichal Al HaMizbeach Es Ha'oilo Ves Ha'chalovim, Vayar Kol Ha'om Vayaroinu Vayiplu Apneim. Agilu Shechina, Mir Dikizach, came out Eish Min HaShomayim, and came and et up the carbonus in lift they kulam claw the gilui that the whole all the mice of klali soil were tsuyim lifnei Hashem and a gilui vayero kvoid Hashem el kol ha'am vateitze eish milifnei Hashem vaya kol ha'am vayaroinu shit Vayiplu apneim, a meridika matzav, a meridika matrega. And then, we know what happened. Straight after, vayikhu b'nei Aaron, nodav aviyu ish machtosoi, vayidnu b'ayin eish, vayosimu alea k'toires, vayakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zara sheloi tziva alisam. And then we have the same lashon. Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem. Vatoichal. Same lashon, mamish. Oma now is Vatoichal oisom. Vayamusa lifnei Hashem. Vayoimim. Also our sugya, not our sugya, the whole sugya, not of Aviv. It's hagdomit, what I want to say. Vayoimim Moshe Aaron, Hu ashediber Hashem leima bikroi vayakadish. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, told Aaron HaKohen, Hu Asher Diber Hashem. So Rashi, Heichon Diber, where did Hashem say this? Bikroi Vayakadish. Ve'al Pnei Kol Ha'om Mekoveit. So Rashi, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nei Adati Shoma Livnei Yisrael V'nikdash Bichvoidi. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, when you build the oil mayed, Noi adati shom livnei Yisrael, I will be known. V'nikdash bichvoidi. Atirke bichvoidi ala bimechubodai. Om aloi Moshe v'Aaron. Aaron ochi. Yodea ho yisi sheis kadesh abayis bimiyudov shil mokoi. V'yisi sova oibi oibacho. I knew something like this was going to happen. Because the Shpruch would be niskadesh. The bias of being is Kaddish with those who are Meyudah of Chalmokim, the Kroivay of Kaddish, Bimekurovay, Bimechubodai. Achshav roi ani shehem gedoyli mimeni u'mimcha. What's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, such a thing is going to happen. Teretz is Shechinas and Metzias. Shechina is not just an intellectual idea. Shechina is a metzias. They made the oil ma'ed, and they had everything with the korbanos. Oh, but they were lacking Shechina. Why? Because Shechina is a metzias. And when was there the Hashuas HaShechina? When there was Vayar Kol Ha'om Vayaroinu. Vayero kvoid Hashem el kol ha'om. When there was Vateitze Eish Milifnei Hashem, Vatoichal Al Mizbeach. When the Shechina is a Metzias. And a Metzias is when you're Lifnei HaMelech. Maybe we don't have such Musogim of Grace of Malachim today. Of Amal, Akol Ponim Al Pitoira, Soim Tosim Lifnei. Alech Melech Shitei Emo Soy Alech. Melech means Emo. Melech means Yira. If a Melech's real, and the Melech Yisrael had such koyach, wasn't Moirid B'Malchus, Chay Misa, Kachet, it's a pachat, it's an Emo. A Yira Saroimimus I'll call upon him to be in his presence. Make one false move is chas v'shalom. You say one thing wrong. If you call someone else an odor in Lifnei HaMelech, it's merida b'malchus. You make one false move. Why? If the melech's a metzias, the melech's here. So then there's Ema, there's Yira. It's also like Yira Saroimimus, not Lav Tavki Yira Sainish. Oh, but if the Melech's not a real Melech, or the Melech isn't really here, so maybe you pay lip service. No. There's Hashra Sashchina, it's real. And the Eibishter showed from this Mice that he told Moshe Rabbeinu. And I added to Yishama Livnei Yisrael. I'll be there. And I'll be there in some Metzias. V'nikdash b'chvoidi. Shchid is a Metzias. And a person makes one mistake. Not of Aviu. Asugi what their mistake was. V'chule. V'yakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zora sheloitziva oisam. In front of the Shechina is a Metzias, the Eibishter wants to be Megala. How much is the Shechina Metzias? It's very nice and very beautiful. The Eish came out and it was Toichal, the Korbanis. Oh, but what does it mean the Shechina is here? The reality of Shechina is Chalila. One tiny mistake. Zol Zayin, they were Mechavin L'Shem Shammayim, V'chule, V'chule, V'Eishor Asher Lo'itziva. It's the same Vateitze Eish Milifnei Hashem Vateichal Oysa. Rashi brings, next Rashi, brings the Gemara in Zvachim. V'cheinu oimen noiro elokim mimikdoshecha. Where's the Yira come from? Noiro elokim mimikdoshecha. The base of Mikdosh brought Yira. Just the base Amigdosh Hashoras Hashchina was real. When a person went into the base Amigdosh, he could feel that Yira. There was Novea from the Shchina. However, the Gemara in Zvachim Darshans, Al Tikre, Mi Mikdoshecho, Ela Mi Mekudoshecho. Not just from the base Amigdosh. Mi Mekudoshecho. From the Krovei HaKadosh, from the people who are Krovim, El Hashem, Noir Elokim, Mimekud Oshecha. When the Besura Noira came by Kabbalah Shabbos, where I daven, Choshev Rosh Shiva spoke, and he said, it's interesting. Anybody who went into Reb Chaim felt this Yira. Chaim Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha. Ah. Anybody felt this Yira. And all sorts of people came into him. Not only Grace of Talmidei Chachomim, who could have some type of hashar of his godless in Torah. Afilu pshutei am. Afilu grace of knackers. There are clips of ganze knackers in the Knesset today, who's darshaning fire against the Tzibur HaCharedi, against Torah, and they're sitting there b'hachno gemura in front of Reb Chaim. What were they doing by Reb Chaim? Basic nisht. Now it doesn't suit their politics to go to him. They wouldn't go. Oh, but then it suited their shaloi lishmaz. Aber al koponim, pele. Where did this come from? What is this era? So on Friday night, the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to say, Gdoila misa sadikim, misreifas beis alekeinu. So the pshat is, when Noiro Elohim be Mikdash Echo, from the Mikdash comes out Yiro. Valtikrim Mikdash Echo and Mikudash Echo. So we can understand why Misa Sadikim is Kisrefas Abes Elokeinu. All right, that Yiro which we had from the Beis HaMikdash, and now in the last Doiris we had from the Mikudash Echo. It's gone. It's departed. The Novi Yeshaya says, Kapitel Nun Zayin, HaTzadik Ovad, the Tzadik is gone. Ve'ein ish som alev. People are not mesim lev, not paying attention. Van shei chesed nesofim be'ein meivin. The anshei chesed, they're gone. Toilem abo. We're not meivin. What are we not meivin? Zokta Novi. Ki mipnei hara nesaf hatzadik. Darachayim HaKadosh brings two pshatim. The beginning of Kisisa. Ki mipnei hara nesaf hatzadik. One pshat is that because of the ra, because of the gzeira ra, rachmona litzom, which the Eibishter was geyser, ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem on klal Yisrael, and he takes away the tzadik as a kapara. Mipnei hara nesaf hatzadik. That's one pshat. The other pshat, Rachmana Litzlan, is ki mipnei hara, before the ra comes, ne'safa tzadik, so the tzadik shouldn't see the ra, shouldn't see the gzeira. Lemaisa, they bring from the Nodi Bihuda. The Nodi Bihuda says, which pshat is going to be? It all depends. Hatzadik avad ve'ein ish som alev. If chas v'shalom we're not som alev, we don't appreciate, we don't understand. Amashahu, we appreciate, but we're not som alev. Don't realize what was lost, what this tzadik was. Then chas v'shalom. Mipnei hara nesaf hatzadik. The Rebbeinu Shlom takes away the tzadik, he shouldn't see the ra. But if we're meisim alev, and we realize what we've lost, al kol ponim amashahu, to appreciate, then we have the second pshat, the first pshat. Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, zokta arachayim HaKadosh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the rosh b'nei Yisrael, lifkudeyem, it's because of their averus. I mean, if we appreciate a mashahu with some alev, what he was, what the tzaddik was, what we've lost, then it's a kapara. then he can be a kapara. The koifa nafshom will be a kapara, but we have to be mesim alev, Rabbi Yisrael. Yesterday I heard another Rosh Shiva speaking. He said, Reb Chaim is a chidos tuma. Reb Chaim is a riddle. Reb Chaim is a pele. I was a few years ago in a shiva in Bnei Brak, and the only we're talking about Reb Chaim. Availing the people there. And there was an altar yid sitting there, looked like a very poshta person. Ken Zayn, he was a tzaddik nister. But I don't think so, from what happened. The very poshta person. And this guy says, Chaimke, you're talking about Chaimke. I remember Chaimke, he says, I was in the same kita as Chaim Kill. We learned in the same kita. And let me tell you, it was no big thing. It was nothing much. I remember exactly his loshen. He was from the Shvacher in the kita. It was something like that. I wanted to punch the guy in the face. Chaim Kill. Why don't you think he was a tzaddik nister? Because if he was a tzaddik nister, he wouldn't have said it in such a way. It's poshut avak loshen hara. But the way he said it wasn't avak loshen hara. It was loshen hara mamish. I wanted to say, Chaim kehin and Chaim keher. I don't know what your name is, but where are you today and where is he today? I don't know what you do. You work in a bakery. You fix shoes. What is it? You're retired because you're doing the garden. There are no gardens in Bnei Brak, but I'll call me. But Chaim Kain, Chaim Kain here. But the Maisa, Tofis and Meridik Azach. How did Reb Chaim become Reb Chaim? How did Chaim become Reb Chaim? How was it that everybody had such a yira? How was it that this mensch, who everybody's meyid, he didn't know the names of the streets around where he lived, let alone wider Bnei Brak? This Rosh Shiva yesterday, he told over that his mechutin was a chavrusa for years and years with Reb Chaim. Havda ben Chaim l'Chaim. And it must have been a long time ago that they had, the two of them had a gemach with a lot of money. And his chavrusa told him, when it came to counting money, so Reb Chaim couldn't count the money properly. He would count it and then count it again, and he wasn't able to count the money properly. His son said something at the Levaya, a pli hatzum. I don't quite understand it, but that's what he said. And his son, he saw it. He said his father couldn't make the cheshbon from liras to shkolim. Liras to shkolim is you divide by 10. It's not hard to divide by 10. And now the shkolim chadoshim is you have to divide by 1,000 from liras to thing. But the chidas tuma is, his son said, when it came to making cheshbonus of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, made that Reb Chaim made the cheshbonus faster than a computer could make it. And as Rosh Shiva said yesterday, his chavrusa said, when it came to the shverster sugyas in Kilayim, shver sugyas, mamash, Klachayad worked out all the cheshbonos. We came to counting money, couldn't count the money. How such a mensch became the money adar, the mensch tell talpiyos. Everybody was pine love to ask eitzes. The last few years, he was the manik of the tzibur. I mentioned the Chai had no shaykhus to this world. How was he able to give eitzes to the shvester tzibur shailas, to the chavri knesset from the tzibur haredi v'chule? It's a chido. It's a riddle. I think I have the answer to the riddle. And the answer is not so true. Where was the era from such a mensch? Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin. Tanya hoya ribbana oimer. Kol ha'oisek b'toyre lishma. Toyrosa nasis loy samchaim. Whoever learns Toyre lishma, his Toyre becomes samachaim. Shenema, eitz chaim hi lemachzikim ba. Torah is an Eitz Chaim. But interesting is, Torah is Nimshal Eitz Yodua. Torah is an Eitz Chaim. Divrei Torah in the Hemshech of the Gemara is Nimshalu Le'Eitz. Shnema Eitz Chaim Hi Le'Machzikim Bo. But then the Gemara brings Omer Reb Yochanan, my dichsiv ki Adam eitz asade, v'chi Adam eitz sade hu. What's the pshat in the pasuk? The Adam is eitz asade, the mensch is eitz asade. And a mishum dichsiv ki mimenu toichal v'oyselu sichras. Im talmid chochem hogun hu, mimenu toichal v'oyselu sichras. A Talmid Chacham is called the Eitz Asode. So the Maharal, why is the Talmid Chacham an Eitz? He says, a Talmid Chacham is a Faker to Eitz, an upside down Eitz. An Eitz which we know, the roots are here in this world and it grows up. The Talmid Chacham that's an Eitz, the Eitz Asode, the roots are Lamala. The roots are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he comes down into this world. Is the Torah an Eitz, or is the Talmid Chacham an Eitz? Teretz is Kutche Berichu, V'Raisa, V'Yisrael, or like Reb Chaim Voloshiner says, he writes in Ruach Chaim, Kutche Berichu, V'Raisa, V'Ha'oiskim Ba'Torah. That's the Bechina of Yisrael. It's all Chadhu. The Talmid Chacham and the Torah is Chad. It's the same thing. Kol ha'loi mei Torah lishma. Kol ha'loi mei Torah lishma. It's now says, Torah sam chayim. When it's Torah Lishma, then the Torah is Eitz HaChaim. One second. Yodua. Yodua, that the Nefesh HaChaim explains, what's Torah Lishma? Torah Lishma is L'Shem HaTorah. Nadas is HaTorah. The Gemara in Sukkah brings Tana Rabbanan, Shmoinim Talmidim Hayu Lo Lehilal Hazaken. Shloishim Mehem, Ruesh Tishrei Aleim, Shechina Kemoish Rabbeinu. ושלושי מהן רואים שתלמד להם חמה כישוע בן נון. ועשרים בינונים. גודל שבכולם יונסן בן עוזיל, קוטן שבכולם רב יוחנן בן זכאי. רב יוחנן בן זכאי was the cotton of all the Talmidim of Hillel Azokin. אמרו עליו על רב יוחנן בן זכאי, שלא הניח מיקרא ומשנה, גמרא, הלוכס, אגדות, דקדוקי תורה, דקדוקי סופרים, קלים וחמורים, וגזירות שווים, תקופות, גמטריות, שיחס מלאכי השורש, שיחס שדים, שיחס דקלים, משלוש כבשים, ומשלוש שועלים. דבר גודל ודבר קטן, דבר גודל זמי סמרקובה, דבר קטן הבאי סדה הבאי ורובה. וקיים מה שנאמר להנחיל אוי ויש ועצריסיהם המלא. מה זה ללמוד תורה לשמוע, לדעסיס התורה? So we understand the first few עניונים here. רבי יוחנן בן זכאי is לא הניח מיקרא, we understand, מישנה, we understand, גמרא, we understand, הלוכס, אגדות. דקדוקי תורה, דקדוקי סופרים, קלים וחמורים, גזירות שווים, you understand, תקופות. מייסר, what his son said, he was able to make חשבונות of קידוש החודש. How? They learned it. גימטריות. Sichas Malachi Hashores, what is that? Sichas Shadim, Sichas Dekolim. Rashi Zok Lo Yodati Mahi. Mishlois Koivsin, Mishlois Shualin. Zokt Rashi She Yostu Kadmoinim Lo Seis Amasna Le Toi Chochosom Vitoilinoisam Bekoivsin Vishualim Misholim of koivsim, of launderers, and mishalim of shualim, to give teichacha. That's also part of Torah. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, with the Gemara is telling us how much Torah he learned, is not only Mishnah and Gemara, is not only halachas and agadas, is not only gzeirah shavos, is not only gematriyos, is afilu these inyanim. Maisa Shahoya, a few years ago, they were mafalsim. Somebody came to Reb Chaim. Zechet Tzadik v'kodesh nivrochet. And he asked him, he knows there's a certain medrash, and he's looked on all the searches, all the programs that there are, the computers, and he can't find it. So he asked Reb Chaim, is there such a medrash? So Reb Chaim said, Havada. It's in the Shir HaYichud of Yom Shlishi. You know, the Shir HaYichud, which everybody falls asleep after Kol Nidre, and what we say them one time a year, we're minogim to say it every day. It's on the Shir HaYichud of Yom Shlishi. So he said to him, what, the Rebbe knows that as well? He said, Yesh Dvarim Ma'od Ma'anyanim Sham. That's how they bring it. He said, there's very interesting things there. We have our saga of the Torah of Reb Chaim. Lo hiniach avilu shayichut. Torah lishma is a different bechina. What is Torah lishma? Ladas is a Torah, but what's Torah lishma ad kedekach? The famous Gemara in Psachim Daf Chav Beis Oed Beis Shimon Am Suni VaOmer Lo Nechemya Am Suni Oyedoyrish Kol Esin Shebatayra Kivin Sheigia LeEs Hashem Elokecha Tira Pirish. He was darshened every S, and S is the rabbis. until he came to Es Hashem Elokech Hotira. What's Shayach to be Marbe on Hashem? Es Hashem Elokech Hotira. It's not Shayach. Einod Milavadai. It's not Shayach, Poshut. Then he was Pirish. Omelei Talmida of Rebbe, Kol Esin Shidarash Nimate Alein. And what does it mean he was Pirish? He decided, he saw from this, Es Hashem Elokecha, Tira, that you can't be Marabel, to be Tzach Terashi, V'choze boi mikol ribuim shidarash. He was Choze, I'm wrong. From Es Hashem Elokecha, Tira, I say I'm wrong. And he was Choze, he dashed in every Es in the Torah, till he came to Es Hashem Elokecha, Tira. Omer lahem, keshem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kacha ani mekabel schar ala prisha. Why'd you get schar ala drisha meila? Although, what's the pshat the schar ala drisha? Alright, he was wrong, lichoira. Now he realized he was wrong. So what's the schar ala drisha? And what's the schar ala prisha? What schar is there? Teretz is. Well, wait. Ad shibore bekiva. V'darash es Hashem lekecha tira l'rabba es tamidei chachomi. V'vus the Gemara. On Purim, somebody came to Asuda. I think this is what he said. I'm not sure. But I'll compon him. I'll be what he said. I think maybe this is what he said. I can't be made 100%. Because of Shikha, no, because I'll call upon him. How did Rabbi Kiva darshan es l'rabbis? How can it be? How is it es l'rabbis? All right, ainod milavada. You can't be marbe. Tamidei chachomim es l'rabbis. Degzogt. When Rabbi Kiva saw that Shimon Amsuni was choizeh from everything that he had darshan. All his life he was darshaning the Essim. And he was choizeh from that. He saw, what does it mean, Torah Lishma? What does it mean, a Talmid Chochem? A Talmid Chochem is Dovek B'Torah's Emes, and there's only one thing that takes in his life, the Emes of Torah. He's mevatled himself completely to Torah Hashem. That a person can take every drasha that he did, and be choizeh from all those drashas, is a simen pashut that he has only one thing in life. He's mevatel him whole, his whole self, his whole metzias, his whole kavod atzmai, his whole metzias mevatel it to Torah completely. There is nothing else in the Talmid Chacham's life except Torah Hashem. Is mimeila es Hashem elokech hotira. The Talmid Chacham is so dovek to Hashem Yisbarach v'Torah Osai. The Talmid Chacham is bottling guns into Torah. If Shimon Amsuni can be mevatel his whole life's work, all his drashas, then keshem shekibalti schar l'adrisha. What schar? Harei l'shitosa, he was wrong. But the schar for the amelus b'Torah. To try to get to the Emes. Then kach kibalti schar ala prisha. Because the prisha was the biggest simen that it was Emes. His whole life. As Rabbi Kiva said, you see from that, es l'rabbis tamidei chachomi. Einoch amami, einoch milavadei. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torosai. The Talmid Chochem is misbattled completely to Torah Hashem. It's the Rabbis Talmid Chachomim, but it's still true, Einoid Milavadoi. The Talmid Chochem is Megale, Einoid Milavadoi. The Talmid Chochem is the Metzius of the Eitz HaTorah. The Eitz HaSadeh, the Eitz HaChaim, the Talmid Chochem is the Torah. The Torah is the Eitz HaSadeh, it's Einu Hach. Because the Talmid Chacham mevatel himself completely. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't stop. There's another 14 Torah here. There's Mesholei Kovsim.
He has to learn it. It's a Shir HaYichud. He has to learn it. How did Chaimke become Moreinu HaGadol, Reb Chaim? Because he had such an avas haTorah. It was Torah Lishma. Yogato umatzasa. It's not totally on natural kishrin. Anybody can be zoiche to Torah if he learns Torah Lishma. It doesn't matter if you're Chaimke or Shmerel or Beryl. It doesn't matter where you are when you're in Cheder. It doesn't matter where you are when you first come to learn. It doesn't matter what Kishrin you have, what IQ. It's not totally on that. Ki who's there? It's totally on one thing. Your Gato. Avas HaTorah. Torah Lishma. To learn and learn and learn Torah. Because it's Avas HaTorah. Lodas is HaTorah. Dvorim Ma'anyanim. It interests you. Is the Torah, Lodas is HaTorah, or the Torah is an emtzai for one's own covet? When the Torah is Lodas is HaTorah, it's Torah Lishma, there's nothing else. Then it's Es Hashem Elokecha Otira. Then this Torah is Nasa Sam Chaim, it's Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaSod and the Eitz HaChaim is Hainu Hach. The Talmid Chochem is the Torah, the Torah is the Talmid Chochem. And that's the solution to the riddle. How did he become Reb Chaim? Because Poshet had such an avas haTorah, and he sat and learned Basmoda Noira, which people talk about is Hasmoda. Hasmoda Noira, what his son said. He was makbid always to eat with his wife, Zichrona Livracha. Interessant. Oh, but that's also a limud otzum. He would come home. He said the food was always on the table. She was makpid to have the food on the table for him. But he would wait. He wouldn't start to eat without her sitting there. Amol, the son said, his mother was Isaac in something for a minute, maybe a minute and a half. She wouldn't keep her husband anymore. Sometimes, said, if she wasn't there, he immediately opened the sefer. He was learning. A minute. Immediately open the safe. Why? Dvarim Ma'anyanim. Nimad HaTorah, Avas HaTorah. It's Mimeila. Noira Elokim Mimekudosh Echa. Noira Elokim Mimekudosh Echa. It's Hainu Hach. The Shechina is with the Talmid Chochem. And ad kidei kach, the people who don't even know what Torah is, when they came into his presence, they felt the Noira Elokim Mimekudosh Echa. But how did this mensch grow to be a person who gave eitzes to everyone? How was he able to understand? If he didn't know the streets of Bnei Brak, how was he able to understand all these things? What do people know about Reb Chaim? They turned Reb Chaim into a Baba. Most people, I think there are more pictures of Reb Chaim than any other Gadol. He became a tourist, scene. People came into him. People had very little shaykhs. All they wanted was to hear bua and then and take a picture.
then hang the picture on the wall. They'll ask many of these people with the picture, so how many svarim of Reb Chaim do you have actually? And even if you're part of your tourism, you know, you buy souvenirs. So maybe he also bought a souvenir. I remember by his father, the stipler, Zichron Livrochim. So he sold his Kiddush Yaakovs. If a person wanted to buy more than two, he got very upset. So how many Masechtas are you learning? Certainly, if you wanted to buy the whole set, it wasn't Shaykh. He screamed at you. How many Masechtas are you learning? Not a souvenir. And what was the chashivas of Reb Chaim? People held. They'd say a bracha. Tzadik goyzev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. So about the emes, Rabbi Yisai. There are all sorts of maisim. There are all sorts of true maisim. There are all sorts of maisim. There are also all sorts of true maisim. You hear any maisim about Gedolei Hadar, or any maisim which are strange maisim, you have to go back and see, is this emes? Where's it come? Where did you hear from? I'll tell you a maisim which you can't believe. I'm going to tell you the maisim anyway. I was once by the stipler, and I asked him, I heard, The Rav said, I wrote down, the Rav said a certain thing. He said, it's not true. And he said, you mustn't believe anything you hear Bishmi. And another time, I was by Rav Shach. I was in Chutzai, somebody told me that he's very close with Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said, kach vekach. So when I came back to Eretz Yisrael, I went into Rav Shach, and I asked him, said, Ploini Almoni. He says, Ploini Almoni, Kenem Nisht. I said, he learned in Panovich 7 years. Kenem Nisht. He said, the Rosh Shiva said, Kach ve Kach. Was? He said, ich verstehe nicht Menschen. He said, I don't understand. It was in his old dira. He used to sit in his room, and then there was the door from his room. In those days, it wasn't so many people there. So when I was there, the door was still open. You know, it wasn't the whole tzibur outside yet. And from that door, there was his front door. So he said to me, I don't understand people. He said, people come here and they ask me something, and I say, something's awesome. They go out from that door, he says. And we say, I said, it's mutter. Or faket. I say, something's mutter. They go out from that door. Unity. He said, you must never believe anything you hear, Bishmi. Now you can't believe what I just told you. Two Gedolei Hadar, about Kolponim. You hear Mises. Find out where's the Makara. How do you know? Where did you hear it from? I'll tell you two Mises. One is from Chananya Shalak, the head of Ezra Maropid, is the biggest referral agency and medical referral agency in Eretz Yisrael. Adam Neman Ma'oid. I know from somebody else who right now has a daughter who's very sick. Went 2 months ago, I think. Asked Reb Chaim what to do in the medical situation. He said, go to Reb Sholak. And whatever he tells you to do, do. It was a very shver shaila. So go to Reb Sholak. So this Reb Chananya Sholak said, a maisa shahoya. There was a kala who was about to get married, about 3 weeks before the chasna. And they discovered a growth, a very serious growth in her. And then they discovered she had more. And the doctor said, it's very serious. One of the top doctors in Eretz Yisrael, he said, she has 10% chance of survival. Rachmana litzlan. They came to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, the doctors don't know what they're talking about. I've heard that nusach from him, not directly from him, but I've heard, come upon me, and he said that. The doctors don't know what they're talking about. A few days later, she went back for the next test. The doctor said, I don't understand. Everything's disappeared. He said, but there definitely was a growth here. What did you do? So they said, קיבלנו ברכה מרב חיים.
He said, "Oof, that's the third time he's done it to me." הפעם שלישי שהוא עשה לי את זה. ונוח המייסה,
if you don't believe me, Chaim Russell heard the Mesaper of the Maisa 2 days ago. I heard the Maisa a few days ago. So there's an Avreich who learned here, and he told me he had one of his best friends. He got married, and the doctor said after a few months, they cannot have children in a natural way. It's not shaykh. They were not megali to anyone. Poshut, embarrassed, and this and that. They didn't want megali. They're much more modern people. Modern Orthodox people. Her father came to Eretz. They came with. The mishpacha came to Eretz Yisrael. And her father had an episode of shaykhus to Reb Chaim. And they came to be by Reb Chaim. The father didn't know anything about this maisa. Nobody knew about this maisa. So he tacked along. Why not? For the tourism Shabbat. So the father sat by Reb Chaim, whatever it was, and whatever the thing. And then he got up to go, and Reb Chaim looks at him, and he said, Yiladim ohavim zaken. Children like beards. And that was it. Nobody told Reb Chaim anything. Children like beards. No, he decided he'll grow a beard. 9 months later, they had a baby. And they've had since then 5 children every year. Nebuch, they're not that type. They're not Haredim who have big families. He still has his beard. I mean, if have a new Malach in contraception, if he'll shave his beard off, maybe it'll stop. But Baruch Hashem, I think he's happy with his kinderlach. Maisa Shehoya. So this Clara Shiloh, what koach did he have? Was it Tzadik Goyzeh v'akodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim? Ken Zayin, there is such a thing. A Meridik Talmid Chochem, and we'll see. The Nefesh HaChaim says, a person's loy me Torah lishma, noistim loy, malchus v'memshala, shadalet, pergiud ches, the Nefesh HaChaim's marich, that the tzadik, the Talmid Chochem, zal madrege, can be goyzer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekayim. But it can sign as a different pshat. Because I'll tell you another maisa. Also maisa emes. My daughter is a ganenet, and she works, been working for years and years and years with another ganenet. And this ganenet, I know who she is, she has a son. And the son was feeling bad. He went to the doctors. The doctors were choshen. And this was a couple of years ago. And they said, we'll do a biopsy. But the doctor said, it's pashtus, it's okay. It's pashtus benign. Don't have to worry, but we'll do the biopsy. They went to Reb Chaim, told Reb Chaim the story. And this time Reb Chaim said, it's very serious. Pumfakert, from all the maisim that you hear. Chaim says, it's very serious. And when the results of the biopsy came back, it was takir malignant and very serious. He went through a whole series of chemotherapy, this bocha. And this Chanukah, he got the refuah shleima from the doctors. He came to Reb Chaim to tell him. Reb Chaim was samach b'simcha tzuma. He'd remembered the whole maisa. But that's a fakert. If it's tzadik goyzeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, so why couldn't he have done a bua on him? Why couldn't there have been a pam revi'it, you know, the fourth time he should do it? It's ken sign of a different bill. The Talmid Chochim, the Loimei Torah Lishma, he's a Metzius with Torah. Mimele, his Ike is his Neshama. He's closer to his Neshama than he is to his Guf. Mimele, his Neshama sees things. And his Neshama could see that the doctors don't know what they're talking about, and the Neshama could see that it's a Dava Chomo Ma'oid. But that's the Metzius of the Loimei Torah Lishma. Perik Shishi in Ovis. Shonu Chachomim Bilshoina Mishnah, Varshebach Abahemun Mishnasan, Rubmea Oime. Kol Ha'oisek Betoira Lishma. Kol Ha'oisek, you hear Rabbi Isai? Kol is the rabbis. We call it Deus. Kol is the rabbis. And who's it Marbe? It's Marbe Afilu Us. Kol ha'oisek betoyre lishma zoicha lidvorim harbe. What's the dvorim harbe? V'loy oid elo. So it's not what we're going to list. Dvorim harbe. This is it. Ruch Chaim Veloshne in Ruach Chaim says that oisek in toyre lishma is zoicha to madregis in olam haba she'ayin lo yira'asa. Gemara says kol ha'nevim lo nisabu. This, that, that, but Tamidei Chachomim, Ayin Liras. Zoich Lidvarim Harbe. Veloy Oid, Elo, Shekolon, Oilon Kuloi Kedai Huloi. The whole world stands on his shoulders. The whole belt was created for the Oisek Batoir Lishma. Nikra Rea. V'nakodesh Baruch Hu. It's a shutter v'nakodesh Baruch Hu. Ohuv. Oyev is amokim. Oyev is abriyos. Mesamech is amokim. Mesamech is abriyos. Each one of these things, another sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Umalbashto anova v'yiro. Umachshav t'liyos tzadik. Chosid. Yosho. V'neemon. Umarachaktu minachet, umarkarvoso in the day's chus. And this is what I wanted to get to. How did Chaimke become the Reb Chaim, the Moron, Reb Chaim, who people were shoyel Eitzo, and his Eitzos are Mekuyim? How? Veneni mimenu Eitzo v'tushia bina ugvura. Zog the Maral, what's the nen in the menu Eitzo? If you would just say, the noisin lo Eitzo, it might mean that he had Eitzos for himself. But the loy me Torah lishma, nen in the menu Eitzo v'tushia means other people are nenin from his Eitzos. Bina ugvura, shenema. The Brisa brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The Torah says, "Li Eitzo v'tushio, ani bino, li gvura." So the Maral was the pshat, "Li Eitzo v'tushio," but then it says, "Ani bino," and then it says again, "Li gvura." He says the Metzius of Torah is ani bino. The Torah is talking, "Ani bino, mevin dava mitoch dava." So Chaimke had Bina, who may have been Dover Mitoich Dover, Meridik Yudias HaTorah. But Torah also gives more than that. Li, the Torah is Megale, Eitz of Etushia. Eitzes which come from the Torah. In the previous Torahs, we had G'doyle Torah, there's the same kasha. How did Rabban Leib, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha, give such eitzes? What did he know about the world? What did Rav Shach know about the world? All sorts of maises that before Rav Shach became the manik, you couldn't ask him any eitzes, you could only ask him in Torah.
Vuadin Chaimke. He couldn't count money. He didn't know the streets of Bnei Brak. They could come and ask him the most complicated shilas in politics, in international politics, in Zachen, Dvarim Hayumim. And he would give aids. It's a chidostuma, it's not a chidostuma. It's poshut. Kol ha'isek batayr lishma zoyche lidvarim habe veloy oid. Eloneni mimenu eitza vetushia. Bina gvura. What's gvura? Says the Maral, Mirdika Pshat. What's the gvura? Veneni mimenu gvura. It's not that the Oisek Batoira himself gets gvura, which is no chazach. And we're not talking about gvura to smash someone in the face. Aber no chazach. Veneni mimenu. How does someone else get gvura from him? Says the Maral, that the Oisek Batoira Lishma gives chizukim to people that is strengthens them that they can go weiter. It's a pele. Reb Chaim was machshiv his man more than anybody can imagine. And he spent hours with Kabbalat Kahal. All sorts of people came into him. All sorts of tzebrachana people and this and from all sorts of different chugim. And his etzes and his chizukim and his brachas, how much are they worth? And how much did you have to pay? You didn't get a bill in the end for services. These Gedolei Hador is mavil al harayim. The amount of time they spend with the tzibur, and their time is so valuable. I once had to be misyayitz with a lawyer. I had a shvera shaila, and he needed to know what the law was. So they told me, Ploini Almoni, this Orech Din, he knows, I should go and ask him. I called him up, wanted to be misyayitz. So he tells me, to say that it's 500 shekel plus mam for an hour. No, I had to have the information. So I went to him and I just got the whole shaila. In the end, he gave me a big break. He charged me 350 shekel, but he didn't give me a receipt. Fashteitzach. I made a cheshbon afterwards that in my said that's more than 500 shekel. If he had mam, then he would have given me it would have been official. And by the time he paid his mam and his masach nasa and everything else, this time he put the 350 shekel in his pocket. Kilu, he made me feel good. And Kilu was a big tzaddik. And then what did he do afterwards? He's sitting there doing nothing. Well, with that information, I went to Rabbi Israel Auerbach, and I sat 3 hours discussing the whole shaila with him and what which we needed this information. I didn't have to pay anything, not mam and not 500 shekel per hour and not 350 shekel. I was despoiled. Whose time, whose machshiv's man more? Neni mimenu, eitz of a tushia, gvura. People went into Reb Chaim with Tzebrach and they came out with a koyach. It's the Torah that gives the Malchus. Man Malchi Rabbanon. He was a Melech. He was the Melech. He ran the old Tzibur. And even those people who didn't want to accept his aid, the Maizi ran the Tzibur. Kol Olam Kulei Kedai Ulai. Some of the Mephoshim say, what's the Pshat Malchus? Malchus is this Ema and Yira, which we were talking about before. V'chiku din, u'megalin lo'i roze toira, v'nase kemayan amizgabe k'no she'ena poisik. Chaimke became the mayan amizgabe. Chaimke wrote so many svarim. I don't know if you heard the Miser. Well, the famous Miser, I remember when people were talking about him. Years and years and years ago, he wrote a sefer on Chagovim, on locusts. Talking about a person who's interested in every aspect of Torah. No, so you learn the Rashi about locust, you go weiter. If you learn Ichulin, you'll learn the Sugya. No, you're going to write a sefer about Chagovin called Chikane Chagovin. You wrote a whole sefer. They had a Shmerus Shailos on certain mitzvahs in one sug of the Chagovin. And suddenly, this Chagov turned up at his window. It was a locust at his window. And he saw it, and he went, and he saw, and he could see, he was poshed all his tzveikas in the mitzvahs. Bli hazuma. Wasn't a raya that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with the tzaddik? A gilu shechina that there is with the tzaddik? The tzaddik, the Talmid Chacham, the Lomei Torah Lishma. You want a raya? Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh. When the Torah Hashem is Tmima, when it's Shalem, when a person learns Torah Lishma, it's Meshivas Nafesh. He gets his Nefesh. He becomes close to his Nefesh. Eidus Hashem Ne'emona Machimas Pesi. Reb Chaim was a shtick Eidus Hashem. It wasn't there was a plague of locusts at that time. There were no locusts in Eretz Yisrael. Aber Reb Chaim has a shaila, and he has to see the locust, the paskin his shaila, so the Eibish that brought him the locust to his window. There's no other pshat. Toiras Hashem. Angel learns Torah, Hashem is soichet to such siyata d'ishmaya when he's on such a darga. When Achayim kicker learned Torah with such a darga, the Neivish that brings him and helps him with his Torah. And that's what we've lost, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yitzchok said it over in that Levaya, that Maisa, but he was Moisiv something. He told his Shver, Rabbi Yoshiv, about the Maisa. And Rabbi Yoshiv said, why? That's brought by Rishonim such a miser. Who's Zeichet to such a thing? Rabbi Yoshiv was Nishtoimim. Who's Zeichet, our Doris, to such a darga? Who's Zeichet? Chaimke was Zeichet. That's who was Zeichet, Rabbi Yisai. And that's who we don't have. And we have to be somehow lave. And the Rechaim HaKadosh says, in Hemshech in Kisiso, so what are we going to do? Kisiso is Rosh B'nai Yisrael if Kudayim. Zog the Ze Yitnu Ein Ze Elotayro. We have to take Bisama Leiv that a Chaim can become Reb Chaim. We have to realize what Torah can do for a person. Kol ha'oseik b'Torah lishma. Kol is the rabbis. We have to take that message. We have to realize what Torah is. Torah is Hashem. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but no, the Tamid Chochem, the Oseik b'Torah lishma. He's with the Shechina. Mishnah says, Asor she'oskim b'Torah, Shechina imayim, v'chule v'chule, v'minayin she'afilu echad. Afilu echad. If he can't be with Shnayim, or he can't be with the Tzibur, afilu echad, Shechina imayim, Shechina imayim. We have to take that message. And we have to be mischazik, mechazik in our Torah, mechazik in our chashivas haTorah, mechazik in Torah lishma. I'll call upon him to try a mashahu. And efshah, if we'll be moisif, a mashahu in our learning. 5 minutes more hasmada. Kach kibalnu, the rabbi seinu, a kabbalah is a dovah cotton. There's no such thing as a dover cotton. A Kabbalah Ketana is a Kabbalah Gedoyla Admoid. Of our company, we should be Mesim Alev Shatzadik Ovad. And it shouldn't be the second pshat mipnei aron nesafat tzadik. Ze yitnu, and that'll be koifel and afshesenu. And that'll be, if we can take out a limud chashivas haTorah, what Torah lishma is, I'll call upon him to aspire, to have a sheifa to come to it. Even though we don't have, at the beginning, Chayv Adam Nasik Betoya Shaloi Lishma. Shemitoy Shaloi Lishma Tobo Lishma. When the Gaon says, what's the pshat? You have to start Shaloi Lishma. You can't start Lishma. But you have to want to come to Lishma. If you don't want to come to Lishma, then you'll never come to Lishma. If you want to come to Lishma, the Eibishter will give us Siyata Dishmaya Kol Ha'Oisek Torah Shaloi Lishma. In Besoif, Mitoy Shaloi Lishma Tabo Lishma. But we have to want to come to that. We have to realize there is such a darga. It doesn't matter who you are. Afilu Chaim Kewazoiche. If we can take out that Chizuk, then that'll be Nilu Lishma Soif. And his tira should be making the Klal Yisrael. Mipnei Aron Esav Tzadik. Who knows? We live in such a terrible times and such weird things happening in our world. We could be Mesim Halev. He should be a Melitz Lo Yosher. For all of us, if we took that chizur, if we took that limud from Chaimke, then it will be better. We play a raw nest of Sadiq. Bila Mavis, the uncle upon him.